Touch her with a lightsaber. I really wouldn't.
You've never liked her, though.
No,
I don't like her with hair or without. I think she's hot.
I don't dig Natalie Portman.
I fall in the middle. I think she's beautiful, but she should not have shaved her head.
Yeah, but she's got that face. I think she's still cool looking.
She's anyway,
hey,
it's on the website, dynamicwebsite.com. Click on the Today Show log, and it should be up there already. If not, it'll be up there shortly.
I thought that picture was in the store.
Star Wars, the movie, and we got Star Wars our years. There's so much Star Wars crap. They're merchandising this one like they've not merchandised it before with the
last hurrah.
Right, with the cookies and with the toys and with the cereals and with the cartoon on Cartoon Network. And now, where did I read this? Does it really matter? That when they had the world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival, people are now saying that Star Wars is an anti-Bush movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be a stretch for that, but I guess you can find symbolism in there where they're kind of taking runs at Bush.
There's stuff where Darth Vader, who incidentally, if you're following along, is George Bush. Darth Vader says...
In this particular Star Wars episode, Darth Vader has a Texas accent.
He says, if you're not with me, you're my enemy. And that's like what Bush said. Yeah. And George Lucas says that anything that's, that resembles the Bush administration, it's a coincidence.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Bush has made, you could find a million movies where the evil guy, you know, the evil villain says things like Bush says.
The weird thing, though, is there's an outtake where Darth Vader is in college and he's a cheerleader. to see the parallels, they're striking, really.
The other giveaway is... As an early Jedi, he doesn't actually go on missions. He just goes to the training center and lies about it.
Here's a clip. Here's Darth Vader from Revenge of the Sith.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people.
Neither do we.
And neither do we.
Thank you, Darth.
Darth Vader.
Now, we're not going to have time to get into this today. Please make a note, though. Don't buy Time Magazine for the Dave Chappelle story. Cause
it's outdated already.
I already... What?
It's outdated already. Their story is unbelievable.
Well, you know, I've not heard anybody detail all of the stuff that I read in this thing last week, this Dave Chappelle thing, about his shoes and about crack and about his weird idiosyncrasies with clothes and
is it, I mean, does the Time story say it's drugs?
They allude to the fact that he parties, but they don't think it is.
He says he hasn't had any marijuana for months.
He says, I'm not crazy. I'm not smoking crack. I just hear voices in my head. There are things that overwhelm me. I haven't spent any of my Comedy Central money. All that stuff about crack is not true. Why do I live on a farm in Ohio? Just random thoughts from Dave Chappelle.
Well, why don't we get the funny voice in his head to start writing
now,
again?
Here you go. This, I think, is friggin' interesting about American Idol. That's interesting, too. It's on tonight. We're going to watch it.
Homo.
Because that's the type of girls that we are. Did you know this, though? When... What?
Nothing.
What are you laughing at?
The way you said that.
That was just funny.
It was funny.
Well, thank you. We'll highlight that. I'll put that on my air check.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. The tribute show. We'll have that in it.
Why'd you ask me if everything's all right?
I just want to make sure everything's fine. I want to, you know, I feel responsible for that earlier segment.
That
I want to make
her?
Sure everything's fine. Yes. I want to make sure everything's okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't... Why, talking about American Idol, would you think that things are screwed up with my wife's show?
Nothing at all. Nothing. I just want to make sure everything's fine.
Yes.
Oh, now he's madder at me than he was before.
I'm not yet. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, I think you are a little bit. I think I brought that whole thing up, and I think you are.
I'm not mad.
I think
she's
you are.
She's not mad.
I don't know about
doing
her.
Doing a show.
You pick it will never heal.
I'm not mad.
Like you're not calling her, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you brought her up. I'm trying to move on. I got American Idol stuff to tell you about.
All right. Tonight. Oh, boy.
Just watch. Oh, I swear to
God. I'm not married, you know.
5-second conversation. She's cool. So we're like the Huxtables. You understand? We're doing a show on...
Hello.
Hey. Hi, baby.
Well, hi, sweetheart.
Hi there. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later. Okay, Mike.
Okay.
Mike,
I love everybody, including Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
They are furious at me. Great.
Yeah. We're mad, Mike.
Peachy, peachy, peachy.
We are pissed.
Okay.
Dan Peter really
right.
pissed at you.
All right, go ahead. Read your stories.
Okay, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. I think you'll think this is interesting.
All right, I am ready. I'm ready.
Do you know that depending on the songs that the creepy people sing on American Idol,
right.
the contestants, depending on the songs, that song that they sing flies up the chart the next week when they do a cover. For instance, when Bo Bice
right.
did the song by Los Lonely Boys, Heaven, that song has been out for over a year and a half. After he sang it on American Idol, you want to know that that album went up 77% the next week. Mm-hmm. It went from 148th to number 81 on the charts.
That's incredible. I mean, that shows the power of that show. Huh?
Hold on a second. What about Fat Scott?
These are sales, right? Like,
yes.
People run out, hear
yes.
him cover the song, and run out and buy the original
Correct.
Album.
What about Fat Boy Scott when he sang that Paul Young song, mm-hmm. Every Time You Go mm-hmm. Away? The Paul Young Greatest Hits album went from uncharted to number 102.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's
Let
it.
Let me see. When Constantine did Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen's Greatest Hits goes from number 247 to number 78.
That's amazing. That's
one week.
The biggest jump. Cool.
Then there's this one that Bob Ice sang, Gavin DeGraw's song, I Don't Want to Be.
Oh, yeah.
The album went from 246 to 92. And then you got iTunes information, if you're into the iPod. It's even more dramatic there. When they do the song on the show, mm-hmm. it's downloaded. Hold on a second. What is the song here? Carrie Underwood did the Rascal Flatts song, Bless the Broken Road. The album went from 57 to 22, and on iTunes, skyrocketed by 194%.
Wow. You know, that's got to have an impact, I would think, on advertisers. And, you know, they show that to advertisers, and the advertisers will go through the roof with that.
All now, right. Here's what is the most interesting about
it.
It
also would leave open the door, I would think, for the contestants on American Idol to, have, like, Slugworth around them, you know, whispering in their ears saying, hey, sing this song.
Listen to this. You know, we've always wondered about song selection on American Idol.
Uh-huh.
If you're hot and you're out now, like Beyonce or Green Day, you can say to American Idol, I want $6,000 for you to have these people sing my song tonight.
Uh-huh.
Okay? On the other hand, if you're not as hot, like the guys in Queen, whoever's left now that Freddie Mercury's dead,
right.
Constantine says only cost him like $450
mm-hmm.
to get them to okay to do the song.
Mm.
So a lot of it, I guess, is that the people, when they come to the show, they say, okay, I want to do this song. And then the producers say, okay, we'll find out how much it's going to cost.
Right. And now you'll have the original artist probably saying, oh, please, sing the song. I'd appreciate it.
Wouldn't you think so?
My God, like a guy like Paul Young? My God. Oh, it's the late Paul Young, too?
Oh, is he dead?
Yeah, I didn't know he was dead. The widow Young.
He was young, but he passed.
Paul dies, Neil still lives. Go figure.
Hello there, Don and my show. Oh, Neil Diamond?
Neil
Young.
Neil Young.
Robert died.
Robert Young.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hi there. I saw Neil Diamond on, I guess, the Today Show the other day. Here's the thing about Neil Diamond. He's coming back for one last go-around next year as well.
And he's 60-something, right? 60 or 61?
Yeah. He can't sing anymore. He just screams.
Oh, really?
Here's what it was. Sweet Caroline! Good times! Never! Felt so good.
Yeah, but no one looks better in a glass-studded shirt.
Oh, he knows how to wear the sequins, doesn't he?
He does, and that hair. Oh, delicious.
Song blue!
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, John, last year you had one of the ex-contestants on, and you had pretty much booked him to play at Frida's 50th, I thought.
Yes, that is Matt Rogers.
Yeah. And that was the country guy.
Yeah, that has been nixed.
Good move on your part, because he sucks.
Thanks.
He's opening for Neil Diamond.
Thank you. Still linger. The opinions of the idol contestants
Hello.
Still linger.
Don Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I guess I'm more of a fag than you, Don, because
Trick Boy.
That's impossible, sir. There's no bigger fag than me.
Trick Boy sang the Paul Young song. Scott Sable sang a Luther Vandross song with almost the same
thing. Hey, guess what?
You get the point. So Trake Boy was responsible for selling those albums.
You're a bigger homo. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call.
He remembered that because it moved him.
Mike, who has the best figure in showbiz?
Jessica Simpson.
No, number one is Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Then you have Penny Cruz. Dirty Penny, Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Then you have J-Lo, Pam Anderson, Tyra Banks, Halle Berry, Scarlett Johansson, who I wouldn't watch a bathroom video with her.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolette Sheridan. Deborah Messing. How did she make this list?
Deborah Messing is like the it girl. She's in all of the movie magazines. She's always at the premieres, and everybody takes a million pictures of her.
And Kate Winslet. Hello, Kate Winslet.
Yeah, where's Ava Longoria? Why isn't she on that?
She's not. I don't know where this came from.
Oh, man. Buzz's favorite desperate house.
I am crazy for Gabriella.
Intouch.com. That's where I found that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Tonight's American Idol, the judges handpicked one song apiece for the contestants to sing tonight for the first time ever.
Well, I hope they spared no expense.
He was posted.
You know who I think is the celebrity judge tonight?
Clive?
Yes.
Clive Davis.
Clive Davis is back. I hope he wears purple again.
I want to tell you, Bo. Let me tell you something. You are a talented performer.
I'd like to speak with you in my chambers.
Sit on my lap.
Now, we're the house boy, Ryan Seacrest. Hi, this is Clive Davis. You know, Clive Davis is the guy who brought you Barry Manilow, Whitney Houston. Guy started Arista Records.
Right. Yeah.
Guy also is very macho, very machismo.
Absolutely.
Very much a man's man if you're watching American Idol tonight.
Mr. Seacrest, tell Bo Bice how good I can be.
Tell Harold Bice.
Hello,
Harold.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Don, Neil Diamond doesn't have to sing anymore. If you've seen any of his concerts, I've only seen him on TV. All he does is stand there on stage and point the microphone out to the crowd, and they sing.
Yeah. You know, that's a Springsteen thing. That worked.
Frankie Valli, too, when he couldn't hit the high notes.
Yeah, it worked for Springsteen when he originally did it, and it was really cool at the time. You'd go to the show and go, oh, my God.
You hear the whole crowd singing. It's very exhilarating.
But now you're right, sir. Yeah, they all do.
Neil Diamond is the one who pretty much lip syncs. That's all he does is lip sync now.
All right, my friend.
You're
thank
not
you.
Moved, Dave, for just a little while.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Serenade.
Hello, guys.